Our next guest is world famous, and certainly famous around these parts, around the Power Hour. He's a nutritional physician who received a B.S. in biology and chemistry from University of Northern Iowa, D.O. from University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines, Iowa. He has since written over 20 books. He's that man on the rocks in the Mediterranean picking the oregano off, chasing the goats away with the knee pads. We love him. We're so glad to have him. It's always a pleasure. Cass Ingram, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, good to be back. Where you been all my life? You been hiding or something?
Well, last week, yeah, we got a little confused with the scheduling and the plane and whatever, but we got you today.
Flu season and all kind of crud and pneumonia and retarded coronavirus and stuff. You know, there's stuff.
Let's talk about coronavirus. Let's talk about China, Japan now. What are we looking at there? Is this real? Is this what is it, and what do you know about it?
Look, if you ate a pig and you sat around and ate a coyote and a dog, you see the coronavirus and a civet rat, then you become a brewery for the coronavirus. It broke
out. Okay, explain that. Whoa. Hold on. Slow down. Okay, explain. I'm with
coyotes.
You.
They were eating them up in China, up in Canada. Remember that SARS epidemic? SARS is coronavirus.
Okay, I got you.
What are you doing eating stuff like that? So some of it is related to China. Some of it is. The coronavirus can cause colds, but the really severe one. Case history. I had a person who got SARS who was with me on an airplane. I had to spend my entire 7 days in a hotel room with her to doctor her so she wouldn't die. She was going to die. The SARS was going to kill her. I shut it down with the wild oregano oil, P73, I'll just tell you, the oregares multiple spice, and oregano juice. I kept pounding her and pounding her and pounding her until it was not easy to kill. Not that fulminant one. So I don't know how real it is, but I wouldn't want to get SARS, coronavirus.
What about not spreading? We're seeing that spreading human-to-human contact. At least that's what they're saying. I don't know what the truth is. It's hard to believe the media.
You don't know because the vaccine industry gets in on this and Big Pharma does, and you just don't know. But I had to deal with it. If it, you know, it's not going to kill everybody in the United States. But if you got it, suddenly you better know what to do about it. That's all I'm saying.
It never ceases to amaze me, that oregano oil. You talk about, you know, all the things we sell at the Power Mall. If I was going to name the five things that I have to have in my pantry, one of them is oregano oil, and we use it like it's going out of style here. What is so unique about your oregano oil? Why is it different than so many others on the market? And why? Why is it so effective?
You want to go in the mountains with me on the mule train to find out?
I would actually. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, you're talking 100% wild. You're talking always wild. No attempt to do farm raise to combine it and spray pesticide or do it. You can still combine it and call it certified organic. I could buy a North American Urban Spice. Let's talk about them. Let's toot the horn. I could tell them that's the difference. The oregano, you can get it from Greece and Turkey, raised on farmland. Why are you paying so much? But they're not going to do that. Look, wild oregano grows in the rocks up to 12,000 feet above sea level. It digests the rock to dirt, little teeny bits of dirt. You're going to compare that to something raised on a farm somewhere? And then you call it organic. It's okay, you can certify organic wild things too. That's fine. But don't be trying to make a market advantage because you're farm raising it organically. That's not the same as a wild plant. It's not the same as the oregano in the hyssop of the law and the hand-picked in the mountains. So when you use wild oregano, really wild oregano, because there's some fraud going on. When you use it, it obliterates cold and flu. I don't care who makes it. If it's truly wild oregano 100%, it destroys the... Now, we did the study on the P73. You know that. The one you carry. The original one.
And yes.
We studied it against the human coronavirus, and it destroyed it. In 2 minutes to 20 minutes, complete destruction. We tested Aregaresp. That was the brand at the time. We tested it. It destroyed the coronavirus faster than even the oregano oil. But then that's got cumin, cinnamon, sage, and oregano together. But we did the study.
Let me ask you about that Aregaresp, because I know if something starts going, I'll use the oregano oil pretty regularly. I'll put it, you know, you mentioned putting it above your collarbone so it goes right into your lymph system. I'll put it behind the ear. I'll even put it in my mouth. But sometimes something will be going on in my chest. I'll take those Aregaresps, and it's like a bomb to whatever's going on in my chest. It's like a bomb. How in the world does this stuff work so well?
Well, when we did the study on the human coronavirus, the flu virus, and the bird flu virus, look, I'm not trying to make claims for the company. Forget it. Okay? The government has its rules, and I understand those. But I'm an independent right now. And so I'm going to tell you what I know. When we did the study, it obliterated the viruses. It dissolved them, destroyed them, shattered them in 20 minutes, 100% destruction of the human coronavirus, SARS, flu, colds, whatever. 99.9 to 99.75 destruction of either the bird flu or the influenza A flu.
Wow.
How did it do it? It did it in 20 minutes. If you kept the oregano or the Aregaresp material in the slurry, because you're doing cell culture in chicken embryonic cells, so it's inside the cell and you're still killing. If you kept a little bit in there, just a little bit, less than a thousandth of a, one in a thousand, less, it was enough to keep the virus from regrowing if there was a little virus left. You know, because a virus could duplicate and become by the trillions overnight, right? So that's what it did, and it was published in Antiviral Research, and Ijaz and myself were the authors, I-G-A-Z, Ijaz and Ingram. But the bottom line is, nobody can deny that if you have a sickness in the winter, a seasonal sickness, the first and only thing you should be doing is the wild oregano oil, perhaps the multiple spice. Maybe you want to pound some juice of oregano. And then if you want to add to that your vitamin C, but not the crazy kind, not from corn GMO, but like Purely C or, you know, some wild camu camu, or you might add some lemon juice. You might add some tomato juice. You might fresh juice some greens. That's supplementary. It won't save you from SARS. Forget it. You have to obliterate it now. Aggressively. You know what I did with the woman who got saved?
Let's talk about that.
I gave her the oregano every half hour. I pounded her with the Aregaresp and the oil of oregano, super strength.
Under her tongue or what? Like how? On her feet,
well,
under her tongue?
I just squirted it in her water and I said, drink it now. Half hour later, drink it now. Take three more. Take four more capsules. Every half hour, bang, 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 because I knew she was checking out. Now, I could have checked her into a hospital, but she didn't want to go to a hospital. She's one of these naturalistic people. And so that happened, and she's still alive. But I gave her legitimate material. I gave her brands that are, did you know what we just found out? Apparently there's this oregano wars or some weird thing. But we found a patient of mine, or a friend of mine, who's got Lyme disease. He's been taking legitimate oil of oregano for a year. He bought on eBay four bottles. The postman said, and the bottles look, I just sent you an email, it looks just like It's P73, the bottle, the label, everything. The postman said, this stuff stinks. The guys ordered it before. The postman said, we can't stand the smell. Get it out of here. He took it home. It's got an off smell. He called the company. They said, send it to us. He took some. He said, it's got an off taste. Send it to us. It's so obnoxious that I don't even want to try any under my tongue for fear I'll get sick.
Ooh.
It's unfit for human consumption, and it's on the internet being sold as P73 oregano oil. It's fraudulent. And if you twist the label, it says oreganol.com with an A so that nobody will go to the legitimate website. So that's totally fraud. Now, we know where the Power Hour gets their material. So if somebody ordered from the Power Hour, they would get the right stuff. They would get legitimate high mountain oregano oil.
You know,
but if you order from some strange duck in the internet, who knows what you're going to get?
Well, you know, I've been saying that to our audience. We've been talking about that. Pete Navarro, who is a trade czar, I don't know what his official title is, but something, you know, his trade czar in the Trump administration, he has come out and warned vehemently about counterfeits on Amazon, on eBay, Apple Computer. They themselves admit that up to 90% of all Apple products not from authorized sellers are counterfeits on the internet. Up to 90%, they're saying. This
That's
is a
horrifying.
Big deal. It is. This is a big deal because when there's a big difference between natural products that work and natural products that don't work and that are, you know, just not worth the paper they're printed on. They're not worth your money.
Well,
but
I think,
the difference
I
is,
think the important thing is that the material is poisonous. What we found and we received it yesterday from. And it's got the P73 label on it. It will make you ill. It will make you.
Well, see,
never
that's even worse. What I was
saying.
I don't
know if it's going to kill your kidneys or anything. I have to analyze it more. But you will never want to take oregano oil again if you take this particular product. You know, I didn't get into this. I got into this talking about wild oregano in the mountains and what I experienced with it. I wrote 7 books that deal with it. And now to see that much fraud and deception for something like oregano oil, I don't see how we could possibly even support anything like that. If there's even 1% chance it's fraudulent, beware. Make sure that you know who you're buying from, a legitimate authorized group or something.
Let me ask you about maca, because we also sell maca, and when Robert Tactalian talks about maca, he talks about how it's grown in such high altitude, it's adaptogenic, the plant is biodiverse. Is this kind of the same thing that goes on with this wild oregano because it has to grow?
It's knocked off and grown in China. It's the same thing. There's a limited amount of traditional maca in the Peruvian Andes. You have to basically micromanage the primitives to get you the gelatinized or the legitimate Peruvian maca. If it's not from there, then it's usually Chinese. So it's everything is potentially co-opted, but it's not just that. If you buy ascorbic acid, you're buying genetically engineered corn. You got to know what you're doing.
Mm.
Before you spend your money, confirm it. Talk to a legitimate group that's been in business for a decade or two or three and that has quality control procedures in place and that's just not out to make a buck. Now, can you imagine these counterfeiters of the P73? Somebody's going to hear our work about the coronavirus or flu and cold. They're going to buy it. My reputation. They're buying it. They take it. It doesn't do anything, first of all. Or they get sick. That Dr. Ingram, who is he? And then they could report it to the FDA. What would that do to the industry if the FDA then found someone who was sickened by a nutraceutical. It doesn't happen very often. When's the last time a legitimate oil of oregano or garlic or onion hurt anybody? You can't find a case on the internet. But now, with this material, I have to shut this down because somebody's going to get sick. And that could mean the end of it for us all.
Let's go over some of the protocols for oregano. We got oregano and oregarasp that you've talked about a lot here. For somebody on an everyday basis, how should they use the oregano oil?
Look, during this winter, with the threat of SARS coronavirus, I don't know how big it is. I've dealt with it. It's no fun. You don't want it. I would be taking oil of oregano super strength. I'm going to just tell you, I've been very generic, trying to just help the consumer. But I'm telling you, it's got to be the P73, legitimate P73. Just because it says wild, many companies, I'll name them one day, are putting wild. They're taking it right off the North American product. They take the exact type font and they stick it on their label, and it's farm raised. So you want legitimate wild oregano. If you want the marker P73, make sure it's from an authorized source. I don't want any one of you. Buy it from the Power Hour. God. And take the oregarasp during this hot season. If you're at a risk, airplanes, I'm going to. I'm not going to fly around and be in front of a bunch of people without taking the oregarasp and the oil. And I also use the sinus spray. They make something called Sinuorega. You inject it up the nose, and it destroys all the pathogens intranasally, you know. So that's the protocol. Now, if you want vitamin C, get the Purely C. You know it. You have it there. Don't be taking.
I love the Purely C.
Why would you support the GMOs anyway? Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I love the Purely C. My children love it. It has that natural. I love it. I love the Purely C. I used to take it before it was capsules.
It stays in your system and you don't urinate it out yellow. Okay, so if you're listening to the Power Hour, who pays for the show? I don't pay for it.
The listeners do. Yeah, the listeners. Absolutely.
But don't you have to write a check to the network?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We have to pay for it from the money.
Can we start to do the right thing? I heard it on your show. I'm going to buy it from your mall. That's reasonable.
Well, it's also smart. I mean, even if it's not reasonable, it's smart because you know it's going to be the right stuff. It's the smart move. Not only the right thing to do, it's a smart thing to do. The Purely C. How
into the habit of doing the right thing too, and that's the only way we're
yes.
going to see a better culture for us, better future.
Let's talk a little. We got about 4 or 5 minutes before the break. In this 4 or 5 minutes. You know, you've been around a long time. You've seen quite a bit. What do you make of the medical environment? There seems like there's obviously been a war for natural things against it a long time, but natural things seem to be winning. What do you make of this
fight? Natural
things
are only winning because the people are buying them. They're buying into the CBD. They're buying into the turmeric. They don't have any choice. The junk medication, they know their brother died of a kidney failure from Motrin or somebody else got just over the counter. I'm just talking Tylenol or some acetaminophen, and they ended up with a liver transplant, or somebody got their grandmother was killed by a chemotherapy. I mean, who knows? You can't even begin to count. Look, let's make some common sense. You watch the drug commercials. Why would you take a drug? It tells you go there for one thing, and it tells you you're going to get 25. One for 25 is bad odds. But
yeah.
Look, how many people croak every year, or by the time this show's done, how many people will die from a drug interaction or a drug overdose or antibiotic overdose and MRSA? By the time this 1 hour in America, you'll have, I think it's like 5,000 deaths, I think it is. It's an hour, but like
wow.
Several hundred deaths in an hour. Because it's almost 500,000 per year. It's 250,000, according to JAMA, from drug-resistant germs. according to JAMA, it's a minimum of $150,000 from drugs that are properly prescribed. Add drugs that are not properly prescribed and add chemotherapy, then you've got $600,000-$700,000 deaths. I don't know. Somebody do the addition. Take
I just did it. Here's what we did. If you say half a million people a year are killed by, death by doctor, basically, then that's a 1,300 about a day. And an hour,
okay,
that's about 57 a day.
57 a day. 50, 70 people will be dead, dead or in the door. How many people have died from garlic oil or black seed or P73 or something like that in the last decade? Anybody?
Good question.
How about the last 1,000 years? No wonder everybody's turning it down.
What do you, again, just coming on the break, what do you make about what happened in New Jersey with the vaccine bill being shut down, the push against vaccines for medical choice, informed consent? It seems like we're about to reach a tipping point. What's your feeling there?
Big Pharma lives in New Jersey.
Yeah, they're headquartered there. Yep.
Merck. People have to say no. They have to quit they have to lose their jobs. They got to be willing to protect their health. They got to get a religious exemption. They got to go to their rabbi or their priest or their imam and get somebody or go to their lawyer or something. Get a piece of paper, stick it in their face and say, I tell you what, sign this and that you will pay any side effects instead of the vaccine recovery law. You personally, you doctor, you nurse, you superintendent,
pay
your signature. If I get sick, I'm not take the vaccine if you'll sign it. You know what? You're gonna be exempted. Nobody's gonna sign it. Nobody in this world except some kind of illiterate dummy.
You know, I've never heard that before. That is so simple and so brilliant. You go to these doctors, okay, I'll do it as long as you take all responsibility for any problems with
it. Take the financial risk.
Yeah, you take
miserable vaccine.
It's so good for me. You think you're so sure that everything's perfect here, that there's no problems. That's a great idea.
You personally will have to pay if I get a reaction, doctor. Nobody will sign.
That's a great idea. It's good news what happened in New Jersey, though. I'm a little giddy about it.
It
I think
is.
This is
and
a good sign.
That's big pharma land. But the people said, no, it's just the people. It's not the legislators. The people do it all. It's always been that way.
Yeah, unfortunately.
One person can do it.
Wow, isn't that true? Your army of one when you're standing with the truth. More with Kat Singer on the other side. North American Urban Spice products is what we'll discuss. Some more after the break. With Cass Ingram, the one and only. You're listening to The Power Hour. Such a pleasure to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
A lot of great stress. Wow, let me start over. Take two. A lot of great specials over at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out, specifically North American Urban Spice. We're going to get into that with Cass Ingram right now. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Listen, we are an authorized representative, authorized dealer of the North American Urban Spice. It is one of my absolute favorite brands. It's one of the most important brands. We use, over here at my house, I can get my wife here, we use that oregano oil like it's going out of style. It is fantastic. My children, the first sign of any kind of cold or whatever, or they go to somewhere and pick up something from other children, we pound that oregano, and inevitably in a day they look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go again. I mean, literally. We have so many products there from them. Cass, kind of tell us a little bit about each one. I'll list them and you give us a little blurb. What are they, and you know, what should people expect, or why should they buy these? Let's start with the black seed oil in the capsules. Let's start there.
Well, you can't get better than oil of black seed with fennel and cumin, and that's what those are.
What is it?
Black seed is the seed of Nigella sativa. The pod turns, the seeds turn black, they press out the sort of grayish oil, and it has a thymoquinone, which is similar to CoQ10. But black seed oil's claim to fame, from my point of view, is cardiovascular. So that we just had a case of a woman who went back to her doctor taking tablespoon twice a day and said, your cardiac parameters were terrible when you first came, but they're now like a person 20 or 30 years younger than your 70 years. Black seed oil is a cardiovascular. It works on the brain in the Prophet Muhammad was saying something about it cures everything but death. And probably what that does is that it's fantastic for the cardiovascular. So it works on the brain stem. And the brain stem then becomes relaxed in cardiac control. The heart rate tends to go down. The heart attack risk does go down. The arrhythmias go to normal. But just resting heart rate of 100, boom, 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 too high. Had a guy that dropped down to about 62 with no exercise. Two or three cases like
wow.
that now. So black seed oil, although a study has shown that when you take black seed oil, if you have in the animal model an infarction, it repairs the infarction.
What is an infarction?
Well, that's a death of the cells from the heart attack. It infarcts.
Wow.
It's cell death. Okay.
Wow.
But the black seed oil goes not only on the brain, but to the heart in the mitochondria and allowed that dead tissue to be repaired.
Whoa.
So we should be giving it automatically for cardiovascular and heart attacks instead of immediately wheeling people to stents. They should be put in their bed and given black seed oil and magnesium IV or something like this, a little oil of oregano for the angina. I don't know when it's going to change. You're right. I mean, medicine is medicine. You got to just accept it.
So how much should people take? What's a good recommendation to start with on these capsules?
Like if you're going to take the capsules, I like the capsules. Okay, it's black seed oil has a taste. I take every day 4 or 8. 4 is a good amount. It's anti-gallstone. Black seed oil is. Anti-parasitic,
really?
Anti-worms, helps a little bit with the bowel function, anti-spasmodic, anti-asthmatic, anti-histaminic.
Whoa.
It's kind of like oregano. It's like a lesser oregano. But you see where oregano is, this is an excellent anti-parasitic. Oregano is for fungus, viruses, mold, bacteria, primarily amoebas. But if you have worms or something like that, add the black seed oil in there. It's anti-gallstone. Oregano doesn't quite do that. The black seed oil.
Talk about gallstones. What causes gallstones?
Infection, mostly. So that,
really?
I mean, that part of the oregano is good, but usually there's an irritation or inflammation or infection in the gallbladder, and the stone forms as a consequence. However, it could be other issues. No, it's possible. Sluggishness of the digestion, sluggishness of bile formation, and also hypothyroidism can lead to hypothyroidism is a big cause
of gallstones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Almost really?
Every person with chronic gallstones is a hypothyroid case.
Why the connection? That's interesting.
Well, because with the thyroid, everything gets sluggish. The bile production is sluggish. The gallbladder contraction goes down. The strength of the muscularity drops. All from this. Yeah.
What do you recommend for thyroid? Because that seems like to be a universal problem now. Besides iodine, what's a universal thing to help with thyroid?
For thyroid, then you have to take the sort of kelp, tyrosine, oregano happens to be good. Juice of oregano is good for the thyroid. Black seed oil has a little value. There is a product called Thyroset that if you have customer interest in, you can certainly get. And that's kelp and tyrosine with wild oregano. But iodine, obviously, from seafood and kelp. Those are good sources.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's go to bone active. I know a lot of people have discussed that. They put it on their shins, different places. What is bone active? How should people use it, the oil?
Bone active is the research by myself and Mühlbauer in Switzerland that showed that the spice oils are more effective for making the bones dense than calcium and phosphorus or vitamin D. And it's the phytochemicals that are in those. So the bone active rubbing oil is rosemary, sage, and oregano, all of which were shown to increase bone density. So if you rub it on your feet and your shins, the bones become more dense. No one would ever have believed it. You rub it up and down the spine. Or you could measure your densitometry and go to your doctor. You also take the capsules. There are bone active capsules that for osteoporosis, osteopenia have shown so far, not that there's been a big clinical trial, but case histories, densitometry is a 75-year-old woman. Then you take the bone active 6 capsules a day because the calcium, magnesium, vitamin K, and the phytochemicals that are naturally in the wild oregano, rosemary, and sage growing on the rock, and the bone density increases. Case history.
Wow.
Using the oil.
Wow.
A paraplegic increased her bone density, not herself, her mother had to rub it on, by 300% with this material. Usually, though, you see 8 or 10% increase, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. There's this myth. I don't know this. There is this idea milk does the body good. The more dairy you consume, it'll be good for your bones. Well, America consumes more dairy than any country in the world, and we have the highest rate of osteoporosis. So explain this.
Well, you see, that's the problem with statistical analysis. We also have the highest consumption of cane sugar and corn sweeteners. So, and also the milk is highly processed. We have to look at the data. The data shows that if you consume yogurt and cheese and you do not consume sugar, then you don't get a negative effect. There's a slight uptick in the density of the bones, cheese being more powerful than yogurt. If you eat the sugar,
really?
You get the bone loss. If you drink the alcohol, you get the bone loss. If you consume high amounts of caffeine, that's when you talk about America. That's what you're talking about, my friend.
Cheese. So, I mean, a specific kind of cheese, an organic cheese?
Organic and raw cheese would be better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've talked a lot about the oregano, but let's go ahead and talk about it again. I think it's one of those things that you need to at least have in your system, especially during flu and cold season. You need to have it in almost all the time. Explain oregano capsules. Who should take this?
Oregano is the most powerful thing that is made. It's more powerful than oil of oregano itself. It's the cumin, sage, rosemary combination. And the cumin, sage, cinnamon, oregano combination. It's aggressive. We studied it at Georgetown. We studied it at microbiotest, and it is extremely aggressive, aggressive beyond aggressive, so that if there's a difficulty, like you're hearing in China, the Chinese knew about this, if there's some extremely tough situation, you'd want to have it. Like when I'm going to go in front of about 80 people tomorrow, I'm taking the oregano with me. I'm going to take it 3 times a day, and then I'm protected. I don't have to even think about it. I don't want to get a sickness. I don't have time to get a sore throat. I got to be on the radio with you. How am I going to get sick?
You got to be on that mountain with the sheep and the goats and stuff and chasing.
Oregano spray.
Why would somebody want to buy the oregano spray?
You kill the germs by destroying the pathogens in the air or on surfaces. You kill the fungus. You neutralize the molds. You neutralize the pathogens. You use it on your hands. You use it on your chest. Take it with you in an airplane. Spray it on the light bulbs at the hotel. Get the air smelling nice instead of dingy and moldy and disgusting. And God knows what's going on.
That's a good idea.
Anyway, so, yeah.
That's a great idea. Spray it on the light bulbs and the heat. You almost have a diffuser. It's an automatic diffuser then.
Automatic
that's a great
diffuser.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. there. So.
Now, this is also, instead of all these, you know, you go in the Walmart now and they have a bottle of disinfectant there. I stay away from that like the plague.
Well, yeah,
but you
I mean,
use
instead
a
of the
spray
chemicals,
instead.
Which can cause resistance in the pathogens, you're dealing with obviously the obvious. You're dealing with some natural, the regular spray is lavender, sage, and oregano. So there's no toxicity, there's no irritation, there's no chemicals, there's no resistance. You know, they did a study where they tried to create resistance for oregano oil, and 20 different studies were done, and they all failed. There was no resistance.
Wow.
20 times
wow.
They tried to push the bacteria to become mutated, they wouldn't mutate. The oregano ate them up for lunch, gone, finished, toast,
wow.
Roast beef, finito.
We got it,
I don't know.
Oregamax, talk about Oregamax in the capsules.
That's the crude herb, that's the crude, raw, unprocessed herb. And that one you would take as a tonic, as a digestive aid to improve the digestion. It'd be the ideal one for pregnant or nursing women that are sheepish and shy. Not that there's any problem that we know of with the P73, but then again, you've got the counterfeits out there. You got to watch that. And
well, why pregnant? Why nursing and pregnant women with that?
Well, because they're sheepish. They don't. The thought of taking an essential oil makes them freak. They're going to have an abortion or something. Not that it's ever happened.
Yeah,
but for the shy person, you would say, well, then take the Oregamax. It's the crude herb. You're eating it in your pizza anyway. So you take that like six a day.
I
you've
gotcha.
Got the trace gotcha. Minerals in there, and you've got the nutrients, and that's probably the best for pregnancy anyway. Nursing women, I tell them, just take the oregano oil if you have to. Don't worry about it. 5 drops a day. No big deal. Come on.
Why does that help nursing mothers with the oregano oil?
Well,
why
because
is that
the oregano
so cute?
Goes into the baby a little bit. Not much. 2-3 drops should be enough. Goes in and protects the baby from viruses.
Now, can you take that oregano oil and put
it
on
the
baby's feet?
Oregamax is really ideal because it has the minerals, the vitamin K, the vitamins, and the oregano in it. It's the crude herb. You take
can
all
you take
you want.
The...
You want to take 9 a day, 12 a day, 20 a day. You want to take a bottle a day like I did with lime? Go for it.
Do you? Can you take the oregano oil and put that on the baby's feet?
Yeah, of course. It's got to be P73, legitimate P73.
Yeah,
you cannot
I understand.
Buy it on the internet and give it to a baby. Forget it. You might hurt them.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And,
no.
You know, and it's got to be legitimate. If it's the right authorized material and your baby is sick, you can rub it on the feet. Rub it on the on the spine. What are you going to do? Give them antibiotics and ruin their guts?
No.
Give them synthetics and Pedialyte and phony vitamin C from corn? Yeah, give that to them. You'll never ask anybody about that. Oh, that oregano.
Is there, you know, probiotics, living? We sell Living Streams probiotics. We sell Lateral Flora from Global Healing. And does the oregano kill the probiotics? Do you need to take them
well,
separate?
The oregano... has been shown to increase the lactobacilli in yogurt. So if you put the oregano into the yogurt at the same time, it will make the yogurt grow more. If you put the oregano in the guts of pigs and chickens at the same time as a probiotic, the probiotics grow more.
Really?
But
interesting.
That doesn't mean that you are you know, that you are not going to give a probiotic while you're on oregano. If you're taking a lot of the oil of oregano, it's probably a good idea to take your probiotic. And you should carry the health back anyway.
So separate.
That's the
so
probiotic and most well-researched in the world.
So
and,
let's say I was
so
taking...
If you take your probiotic, maybe take it at night or something.
Yeah, so just separate them so you're not at the same time. So they're separate. Okay.
Well,
this is one of my uncle's favorites is this oregadan. He's had problems with his teeth, and he swears by this oregadan. Tell why does this work so well?
Because it's clove, cinnamon, and oregano for the dental and for the teeth gums. Obviously, having the clove in there is an accent to the oregano for the dental. It's an anesthetic. It's an antiseptic. It's anti-pain. and then the oregano is rooting out the infection too. So no, they both do. And there are parasites that can live in the mouth, and the clove tends more to kill those. Plus cinnamon for the taste and as a germicide. That combination is pretty sophisticated. And that's probably why he's... I love the oregano. I had a bad bridge kind of thing. I hate bridges. I don't know why I did it. I just had to, I guess. And I don't want to get it removed, so I just pounded it with the oregano, and everything went quiet. I pounded it.
What about
the propofol three times a day, you know?
What about root canals? I've heard the root canals can be really harmful on your body.
Oh, they are, because you're creating a dead socket and you're driving germs deep into the areas near the brain and the sinus cavities, and you've got danger zones. But if you want to modify it, take your oregano and your oil of oregano to at least keep it calm. Yeah.
Now, would you take this under your tongue, or would you put it right on the tooth, or what are we talking?
Well, you take it under the tongue, but mostly you put it right on the tooth and right against the gum line, and you can saturate a little cotton and leave it on all night long on the upper gum area and let it keep saturating the tissue. But you could use more,
use of
oregano. And why would you want to get plaque anyway? You could use that in your toothbrush, toothpaste, and use it to not have plaque and not have so many. And if you get too many dental cleanings, you can get a sepsis on your heart valves. So I try to avoid too much dental cleaning. I'll just use the oregano. Sorry, dentist. And the oregano oil and the oregano aspirin, and I just, you know, hit it naturally. I mean, the less invasive for the human body. Yeah, you know, kind of like the better. I'm just going to say that I've written about 30 books now, and they cause The Cure is in the Cupboard, Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, The Black Seed Oil Miracle, and The Golden Root Miracle. Those are the main ones. And so you heard from the Power Hour that they're kind of focused on the black seed oil and the oregano oil. So if you don't have the update, it would be The Miracle of Wild Oregano, and it's going to be The Doctor's Guide to Wild Oregano, 101 Uses, and The Miracle of Black Seed. So that twosome would make a great set of books for you. And just harass them. If they don't have them, beat them up. Get the books. And then also we said that the basic protocol to stay healthy is to take the oil of oregano itself, not the counterfeit one, to take the oregaresp if it's a difficult situation, and also to take a look at the black seed oil, because it is an immune potentiator. It does help with overall health. It helps with the cardiovascular system. It helps reduce high blood pressure. It does. It helps reduce resting heart rate. It is excellent for the heart muscle. So if we did a little black seed oil, we did a little oregano oil, we'd be quite biblical, we would be quite ancient, we would be well, and we could use some tremendous tools for preventive health.
Hey,
so,
Cass?
Yeah.
Cass, I'm back. I don't know what in the world happened.
Where did you go? I hung up on you because I didn't hear nothing. So, anyway.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like a,
don't
no
you
idea.
Dare
anyway.
Leave me like that again.
But,
I mean, we're just kind of finishing up here and saying that the Power Hour will help whoever's listening. Why don't they just call you? What's your number? Or they email you? What are you doing nowadays?
877-817-9829 is the Power Mall number. You can get any questions answered about the product. One product we didn't talk about was the Collagen Plus. We get a lot of questions
collagen
about that.
Plus is a high-quality, organic, grass-fed collagen, but with the Shilajit, bromelain, papain, and the camu-camu. That's why it's much more sophisticated than just collagen powder. But collagen, as long as it's organic, grass-fed, is pretty much collagen. It's all coming from the hide of cattle, pretty much. But it's just that it's a capsule. I don't have to mess with the powder. I can just take the capsules every day. I can get my Shilajit. I can get my bromelain and papain. I love the product. Well digested, well tolerated.
Now, there's a lot of differences.
Tends to thicken up your nails. Warning, your nails are going to get nice and fine.
I know that that some of these collagen products, they have even aborted baby tissue in them and things.
Again, one has to be careful. Great Lakes is where North American gets its collagen from. Great Lakes gets it from Brazil. It's just cows. It tightens up the skin, beautifies the tissues, nice, strong nails, collagen. You need the collagen for the connective tissue. You know, it's just a nice supplement to add. And you don't need a lot of collagen. Come on, 4 capsules a day is plenty. Unless you have some kind of connective tissue disease, then you might want to do 4 twice a day. But you have plenty of good tools. If you focus on the oregano, maybe march in with a bit of black seed, you can do the collagen if it's indicated. Why not? And you can certainly use the oregadent for what it's indicated for. You're not going to go around buying a bunch of stuff just to buy it. You're not just shopping online just because it's fun. It's got to be indicated for what you need.
What about bad joints, Kath? What about if you got a bad knee joint or shoulder or whatever? Does collagen help with that?
If it's a bum joint, you would take the Bone Active Capsule / Oregamax, either one, pretty much the same. And you'd take the Collagen Power Plus, and you might rub the oregano oil all over the place and see how that does for you.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, there's the music, Cass. It's always a pleasure.
See you around,
really
okay?
Excited. Absolutely,
keep
my man.
Keep in touch. Don't be such a stranger. Bye.
There he goes, Cass. We got him off the mountain, so we're pretty excited. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Really. We'll see you. Yep.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.